Well, let's check some high school sports last night. In girls high school basketball from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood over Red Oak in overtime. 46-43, Lewis Central beat Denison 57-35. Also, Mount Air top Clarinda 67-37. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva over Bowyer Valley 62-59. Exira EHK beat Woodbine 68-16. From the Corner Conference, Nishnabotna over Fairfax, Missouri 55-49. And in the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Southwest Valley beating Lenox 64-32. In last night's boys high school basketball in the Hawkeye 10, it was Glenwood topping Red Oak 64-42. Lewis Central beat Denison 71-44. Also Mount Air topping Clarinda by a final of 67-50 last night. In Rolling Valley Conference play last evening, it was Exira EHK over Woodbine 65-46. Arweva beat Bowyer Valley 75-61. In the Corner Conference, Nishnabotna beat Fairfax 71-56. Bedford over Fremont Mills 64-40. Pride of Iowa Conference saw Lenox over Southwest Valley 81-60 in boys hoops last night. North Carolina is spending a second straight week as the number two team in the AP men's basketball poll. A third consecutive week suddenly appears an impossibility after the Tar Heels were beaten by 19th-ranked Louisville last night. Damian Lee scored 24 points, including a couple of late free throws, to push the Cardinals past the Heels 71-65 at Louisville. Also an upset in Houston as 12th-ranked SMU lost for just the second time this season, as a 71-68 victory by the Cougars over the Mustangs. Also finishing off a night of upsets last night, it was Texas over number 15 Baylor, 67-59. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm expects senior forward George Niang to play tonight when the 13th-ranked Cyclones host 14th-ranked West Virginia. Niang was hobbled in Saturday's loss at 5th-ranked Texas A&M.
You know, if we played yesterday, he would have been fine to play, but I think it's more just precautionary. It is his foot and his thigh. I mean, he's a little beat up, but he's, you know, I mean, you guys know George. I know George. George will be ready to go tomorrow, and we're going to need him because he brings so much versatility to attack in the press.
And Prohm says that handling West Virginia's press will be a key to the outcome.
The biggest thing, you can't have live ball turnovers, but as much as the press is important, they kill you on the glass, and we've got to get stops, and we've got to rebound. They rebound almost 50% of their misses, which is incredible. But that's his MO. I mean, that's what makes his teams good, is their toughness and their competitive drive and their wit.
Well, the Cyclones need to limit turnovers, and Prohm says they also need to get easy baskets without being too fast-paced.
If we can get easy baskets and Jameel's under the rim, we need to do that. And if we can attack and get layups, we can get attack and get good threes by the right guys. We need to do that. But there'll be times where if we don't have the easy layup, the quick threes may not be good. We need to back it out.
West Virginia is part of a three-way tie for first place in the Big 12 race with a 6-2 record. The Cyclones are one of three teams sitting just a game back. So a big game coming up tonight up in Ames. Well, after posting their first Missouri Valley Conference victory of the season, the Drake Bulldogs are on the road to play Indiana State this evening. The Sycamores are 6-4 in the Valley, and their guard trio of Devontae Brown, Brenton Scott, and Christian Smith average 43 points per game. Drake coach Ray Giacoletti says those three provide some pretty tough matchups.
Brown does a great job getting himself to the free throw line. I think he's one of the top 10 leaders in the country in free throw attempts. So each one presents a different challenge. And together they're tough to get stopped, and not only in transition but in the half-court set. So I think it's Indiana State starts with those three guys.
Well, Indiana State beat Drake by 10 in Des Moines back on January 6th, but Coach Greg Lansing says they'll face a more confident Bulldog squad this time.
We'll have to guard the three-point line, and they ball screened the heck out of us in the last time and went inside to big interval, and they hurt us with some things, so... We shot the ball well there, too, in the first half, so we'll have our hands full. We obviously got to play a little better than what we've been doing.
Well, the Sycamores have won 7 straight games at home. Well, look down this week's top 25, and you won't find Duke listed. The Blue Devils have dropped out of the Associated Press college basketball poll for the first time in more than 8 years after losing 4 of their last 5 to drop to 15-6. Oklahoma tops the poll for the third straight week after picking up 45 first-place votes. North Carolina got the other 20. They stay number 2. Villanova's up 3 spots to 3rd, followed by Maryland. Iowa's in at number 5 this week. Xavier's at 6, followed by Kansas, Texas A&M, Virginia, and Michigan rounding out the top 10. Iowa State is up a spot to 13th in this week's poll. Well, in NBA news, the Phoenix Suns have fired coach Jeff Hornacek, with the team mired in one of the worst stretches in franchise history. He's been replaced on an interim basis by Earl Watson, who was in his first season as a Suns assistant after a 13-year playing career. Hornacek coached the Suns for 2.5 seasons. Phoenix has dropped 4 in a row, 10 of 11, and 19 of 21, as they are 14-35, tied for fourth worst in the NBA. Audubon senior Jake Mulford announced on Friday that he'll be signing with Morningside College to continue his football career. Mulford signed a letter of intent on Friday at Audubon High School. He completed a very successful career for the Wheelers with 3,253 yards rushing. He averaged 8.1 yards per carry as a senior and scored 23 touchdowns as the Wheelers racked up an 8-2 record. Aside from his running back duties, Mulford was also a standout punt returner and safety for Audubon. Mulford ran back 2 punts for touchdowns in his career and racked up 122.5 tackles and 10 interceptions during his 3 years at safety. Mulford joins a Mustang program with a lot of recent success. The Mustangs were national semifinalists in the NAIA playoffs this year, finishing with a 12-2 record, which makes their 12th consecutive winning season. The Mustangs had the most prolific scoring offense in NAIA history in 2015, setting records for points in a season and highest scoring average in a season with 58.9 points per game. Well, the Denver Broncos worked out Monday as they prepare for Super Bowl 50, but they save their hardest hits for after practice. The Broncos buses were involved in a minor traffic accident following their practice at Stanford Stadium. Team spokesman Patrick Smith says nobody was injured. Outside linebacker DeMarcus Ware tweeted a photo of players standing alongside their bus. He posted, "To keep the day interesting, we have a small wreck. Looks like everyone is okay, though." The Broncos and Carolina Panthers are in San Jose attending media night, now dubbed Super Bowl opening night by the NFL. The league moved the supersized press conference to last night from its usual Tuesday daytime slot to give more fans a chance to watch it live on cable. Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning was asked if he would retire after the game. Manning said he hadn't made up his mind and didn't see himself knowing that until after the season was over. Well, Thursday Night Football will air on both CBS and NBC next season after the networks and the NFL worked out a 2-year deal. The two networks will each air 5 Thursday matchups in 2016 and 17, increasing the number of games on traditional broadcast TV from 8 to 10 per season. Those will again be simulcast on the NFL network. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.